Welcome back to Sports Day. Adam Papalia and Paul Hayes will be with you this evening. Hayes, let's check in with the Fremantle Dockers now and their AFLW team, their head coach, Trent Cooper. He joined us on the line now. Trent, thank you very much for your time. You've been back to training for a couple of weeks with the girls getting ready. It must be an exciting time as you start to build towards another season.
Yeah, definitely. About 3 years ago that we played that last final with what's happened across the world in 2020, but really happy to be back together as a group and preparing for the 2021 campaign.
The future is here now, Trent. No more excuses to the football club in terms of not only your team, but the men's. The new slogan heading into a new membership season was released today, and it's an exciting time for Fremantle.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time in both the AFL, what the boys did this year, and the foundations that they've laid for going forward, and what the girls did as well. So, it's a great time to be a Freo supporter, and it's a great time to be working at the club. There's a real buzz around here at the moment, so looking forward to what 2021 brings.
What can you tell us about what 2021 will bring for the AFLW competition? Of course, it changes every day, every week with what's going on around Australia, but have you got any confirmation on how the season might look?
Well, the plan at this stage is to run a full nine-game home and away season with 3 weeks of finals. So that's one extra than what was planned for 2020, which is great. It's still all up in the air. It'll depend on if there's more outbreaks, vaccines, different things like that. So the AFL have been really good in keeping us informed and up to date, and they're probably just trying to hold it off as long as possible with the official announcement of when everything, what it actually looks like, just because we know that things can change so quickly. But we're prepared for whatever happens. And the AFL are really committed to making sure that a 2021 season is completed. So we're looking forward to be part of that.
The WBBL has been in a hub. Sheffield Shield has been in a hub. Has it been discussed the possibility of the AFLW being in a hub? And can that work given the part-time nature of the athletes?
It's definitely been discussed, and the AFL have said it is a possibility. It's their last option, probably, because it's very expensive and different things like that. And as you mentioned, it is a lot more difficult with the girls having full-time jobs. But we think most, if not all, of our girls will be able to attend if that is the situation. And we're probably looking at shorter hubs than what those other sports have had to go through, and with the timing of when our season will be. And if it is, it'll be a great challenge, but one that we'd embrace.
I'm sure the players are ready to jump at the chance, even if they do have to go into the hub after the disappointment of last season, given you'd played so well but didn't get that chance at the end of the season to have a crack at a premiership.
Yeah, it was really disappointing the way it ended. Now, obviously, when I say disappointing, it had to end there with what was going on. But, for the four teams still going, the Kangaroos, Carlton and Melbourne and ourselves. You're used to having a season finish and you're either, you were good enough or there's a reason why you weren't, but to have it cut then leaves you sort of not knowing and unfulfilled, but obviously leaves us with unfinished business and other teams as well. So, very happy to be back in training with something to aim for now.
You and the Roos are clearly the two best teams. Can't you just have a grand final to start this season just to award the cup?
Yeah, I think there's probably been too many changes along different things. Well, they've had a coaching change as well. Carlton were really on the rise at the end as well. And, it would have been difficult to do whichever way we do it. We just have to put that behind us. And it's a season that we'll never forget as a group. It was a great season. But now we look forward to 2021.
You've gone with a similar leadership structure. Cara Dunnellan came back in really good touch, one of her best career runs in the time trial. She's been a little bit down on probably what she was in the first couple of years, and fitness is a big part of that, but do you feel she's primed to get back to her very best?
Yeah, it's injury related, and she has struggled with a knee and different things. But what she does is she gives herself every chance by preparing well. And, she actually ran a PB, which is amazing, considering that she's definitely towards the end of her career rather than the start. But she's giving herself every opportunity. And she's a very valuable on-field asset as a player. But as a leader, it's just another level that she goes to and takes the group to. So we're looking forward to more of that in 2021.
You've been back at training for a couple of weeks. How much difference have you noticed between the second and third year players after being in the system for a period of time?
Yeah, there's definitely a big difference. And you see the new draftees that come in as well. And that we've got some really classy players that we've drafted, you know, young players. But they've had a real interrupted season. They didn't get their A-teams away and different things like that. So they probably come in a fair way behind physically and with their preparation and with their bodies. But they'll catch up quickly. But, yeah, the second and third year players, they now know what the stand is. They know that you can't just turn up on night one and then start your preseason. You have to get ready before that. And we see you know, some real good signs from, you know, Gabby O'Sullivan's and these types who've been around for a little while now. Gemma Houghton's had a great pre-season, if you like, and yeah, champing at the bit, ready to go.
Roxy Rue and Mim Stromler, it was so good, and you know, only at the start of their careers. Are you expecting them to take another leap heading into this season?
Yeah, we are. It's probably harsh on them because they gave so much in their first year. And Roxy's going to be a player who just keeps getting better and better as she gets more confident in her position. She actually battled injuries last year that probably weren't made public, and she did really well to get through, give us as much as she did. And for what Mim did to shoulder the whole ruck load for the year was outstanding, and we're looking forward to her doing that again. And she's got another level of confidence now behind her that she can do it. And yeah, we'll work her even harder this year because she's one of those people that the more you throw at her, the more she thrives. And I think, yeah, she wants to emulate her brothers who got a flag at South this year.
Rule changes for the men's game, are they going to apply to the women's game? I know it's already slightly different, but do you expect any of them to come in?
Well, we got told 2 weeks ago no rule changes for the AFLW. So in other times we may have been a bit of a guinea pig, but this year we've been told no rule changes. So those ones I've announced could easily slide across, but as far as we are aware, that's not the case. We're just running with what we had last year. So, yeah, it'll be nice, actually, not having to do a refresher course with them. But we'll see if that does change in the next week or two.
You mentioned your draft picks. Can you tell us a little bit more about Sarah Verrier? I think we spoke to her when she was just drafted, and she was thrilled to be getting the opportunity to play at Freo. But what sort of player is she going to be?
Yeah, so she's she's another one who, similar to Mim, got a brother who played in the South Grand Final this year. She can play halfback, a wing. I think eventually she'll be an inside mid. She's just a bit small. She needs to put on a bit of size, but a really classy player. I think she's the first player on our list that we've had who's played from Auskick all the way through uninterrupted. So that's the next crop of players that we're going to see. And when she kicks it at training, it's just so natural, so smooth, the way she runs and carries and bounces. So she's a really classy player. So we'll see her more on the outside to start with, but we can see her developing into an inside mid. And she linked up really well with Mim Strom in the 18s Carnival last year. So I think that could be definitely a future combination that we could see a lot of.
Trent, just on that, how much of a difference do you think that's going to make to the draftees coming through in the next year? We know the competition's been around for a few seasons now, but the fact that there's girls coming through that have played all the way from Auskick.
Oh, it's such a huge difference. The skill level on those girls is actually better than a lot of our current players who've been playing just since the AFL started, AFLW. So what you've got is you've got those girls who were just playing from a young age, but now they've also had 5 years of realising it's a realistic ambition and dream. So they've been really driving through that time. So we see our 16 and 17-year-olds in our NGA Academy that we've worked with, and the talent that's coming through there is really exciting. So it's just the AFLW is going to keep improving year on year. And yeah, the ceiling is quite a fair way away at this stage. It's just going to keep getting better and better.
In your other profession, you like to keep an eye on the trots. It's the Fremantle Pacing Cup tomorrow night. The Bull and Shockwave and Mighty Conqueror. We've got Mick Radley coming up in the second hour, but who do you prefer?
Yeah, cracking race. Really looking forward to it. I'm going to stick with a little champ, Chicago Bull. The draw makes it interesting. Gives Shockwave a really good chance of upsetting him, but he's won 11 of his last 12 and got beaten a lip in the other, so I'm happy to stick with the champ.
Thanks, Trent. Appreciate your time. Just to confirm as we let you go, when are you expecting the season to start?
First week of February. That weekend of the 6th of Feb is the proposed start time at this stage. So all going well. We'll be kicking off there, maybe at Freo Oval, maybe interstate. Not sure yet where that will be, but that's the date at this stage.
Fingers crossed it is at Freo Oval, because it was a great atmosphere there last season when we did have games. Trent, all the best for the rest of the preseason. I'm sure we'll chat soon. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, boys.